Very nice to see you.
Well, actually, I think maybe it's working. It's working, yeah. So it's anyway, example, what I wanted to ask, it's working. Maybe on the...
sure. Like children. It's moving, the line.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
We can check. Actually, yeah. Maybe... it's better?
It is?
Yeah.
That. It's like children sound, but anyway, example, this is your second participation in Istanbul Biennial, so why this Biennial actually is for you, example, interesting, or is it important, or can you describe it in one word? What does it mean today, yeah? Check it. We have to check. Is it?
Stop it.
No, I have to check.
See why it's recording.
It's recording, yeah. Okay. So, example, to start with one question first, like, can you describe it in one word?
One word. You should have asked it before. When we were sitting outside, so I could think about one word. One word is, oh my God, it's incredible. Importance.
Super.
Importance. Yeah.
Well.
It's important.
Important. Yeah. Well. Why one word? Maybe I was going around Biennial and seeing a lot of works that connects with nature, or maybe organically with anthropology and kind of nature cultural thing. So. Kind of maybe if we see the world how it is today with technology developments, this biennial makes a difference in a way of what do you think about it? Your work has included as subject like birds, flowers, and organically material like stone and shelves. So how what do you say about this?
Yeah, I think it's like the first of all, I'm not working medium based, and when I mean it, I mean it. So I work with different material like video installation and sculptures, but I've been drawing for a long time. Even though I studied painting, I did paint only two times in a professional setting, and one of them was the last solo exhibition. These were bird portraits. And then now I include like a couple of bird portraits as well. This time also I include watercolor botanical paintings, which is new. It's, yeah. I never done it before. But while I was doing it, like beside from the like conceptual idea about the work, behind the work, I think about like whole day I have this mobile phone and this tablet, and then you have this... always this digital images, and then you read emails, and then all we have this digital thing at hand.
Yeah.
So making those things with hand give me a kind of, I enjoyed it a lot, interestingly. The subject matter can be so negative and maybe sad, because I'm talking about the lost rivers and the lost extinctions. Or like human-made change on environment, like on landscape. So it's like a kind of political geography.
Yeah.
So these sort of things. But as a medium, using those things in such way,
yeah,
was interesting for me. I said, oh, it is interesting.
So an example, when you say these rivers or people destroying environment, or how they influence environment in which way, in Biennial there are some works addressing, like Buyukada, addressing this sea excavation. Like, did you see or what is your opinion actually on this another verbs in BNA?
Well, actually, I didn't see the island yet.
Yeah.
We can edit later.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as I can see, it's not like a biennial that only showing and pointing the environmental catastrophe. It's not like, you know, informing you about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it includes another possibility to look at things.
Another possibility.
Another possibility. Even in my work, I was thinking I'm not only only criticizing and pointing something, I am also offering something.
Mm.
Let's look at the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Some ancient people, they live and they live better than us.
Yeah.
They had connection with nature. For instance, I have these coins and mm-hmm. money, and then you can see Apollo on it.
Mm, mm, mm.
And the Apollo has this laurel on the head. Now imagine a powerful man, a powerful person. No one would have this plant on their head.
I mean,
Caesar has it.
Yes,
Caesar. Or like, you know, Apollo has it.
Yes, yes.
And even the laurel.
Antique Greek.
Yeah, antique
period.
So imagine that people were so connected with the land and the landscape and the plants around them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because my work is basically, I have this. Can I mention about my work?
Of course. Yeah. You mentioned what
There is this three-dimensional topographical relief, mm-hmm. which is called Lost Waters. Lost Waters it starts from the Taksim Square to place where I live, mm-hmm. Şişli, at the moment. So I paint the roads that previously was river. So it shows Lost Waters, basically.
Okay.
So
you are recalling the map where the river were.
Yes.
So
basically those are current roads.
Yeah.
So some of them even has names like River Street, or like in something else River Street.
Yeah.
So you know that there was a river under the road.
Yeah,
that I mark them. Now in this area that I mean, symbolically, I choose
yeah.
this area that's close to where I live, but it can be everywhere, in London, in big cities, it's always like this. Big rivers are staying, but the small ones completely disappear because of our decisions and civilization and how it developed.
You know. And construction.
Construction,
yeah.
Of course.
It's changing the river dock of the river. Wow. Yeah.
So while I was doing it, then I realized, working with the creator, I said like, okay, but I didn't come up with this idea when I see only the name of the rivers.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in a place that the small creek was flowing next to our house. It's
yeah.
like 4 or 5 meters close.
Yeah.
That close. So I grew up with, I know what we are missing also. Now we have to see only the what municipality plants as trees and everything.
Uh-huh.
But if there's a river, you see the diversity of the plants and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was also included. So I started to make a research around the river. So everything on the wall has one name, history of a particular nameless creek, because this creek doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
Even so small that doesn't have a name. Nobody call it with a name.
Yeah.
So history, I mean, also it has the. This.
So you can actually, sorry to interrupt, but you
no,
can
no.
actually the if there is no name, so you can place your kind of text on it, how you perceive the river. There is no definition.
Huh. No, I mean it's like when you name something, it has an importance. Then you put a name.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
call it cat, you call it like table, you call.
Yeah.
But then, and for the something like human, you don't call everyone human. You put a name.
Yeah.
If it's a road, you put a name because you need to know what it is. But if it's so small, then you ignore.
Yeah.
Like we say, like, you know.
Uh-huh. So it means about how
yeah.
it is a human relation with this small or. Things that we don't see it actually because it's so small.
Yes,
yeah,
it's one part of it.
Yeah.
So everything has the same title, but also like the drawing has it. It's the own name called Angels,
mm-hmm.
and it's the big drawing.
Yeah, you have a
small.
Okay, and you have also angel work with the angel wings.
No, it's not angel wings.
It's not also.
I am coming there. No, it's a original shell.
Ah, okay.
It's organic material.
Organic, yeah, and it looks like maybe yeah, like, reminds.
It looks like because it's when it's opened and yeah. it's broken, it looks like a.
Yeah,
some people they
like,
call
yeah.
it wings.
Okay.
Some people they say, "Wow, how made it? It's beautifully yeah. made," which I didn't. It's organic. It's itself is beautiful. Mm. So these are the Pinna nobilis. It's called Pinna. When I was small, this. Mm. They like this river.
Mm.
River brings food, and yeah. then they are in the water.
Yeah.
So they like the environment. The environment they like is close to the fresh water.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's Mediterranean endemic. And then the place I grew up, there's this ancient town called Grineon, and Grineon has this sculptures. It's historic.
Yes.
And some archaeologists came there in 1881 and took this photo, and all these sculptures are in
19th
museums,
century yeah.
in museums now.
Yeah, yeah.
But the sculptures are from 400 BC.
Ah,
so it's like that's something looking at history from a historic photo.
Yeah.
Also, it's about like, something further back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I like the idea of having this.
Layers.
But yeah, but at the end, when you visit the exhibition, you don't know those
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
So you say, okay, it's an interesting image, which is okay too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have a written text,
no, no,
something you don't
but
need
maybe
it for
the catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
I mentioned, but nobody will see
yes.
that. So this is like
yeah.
extreme where I came from. So, but first thing, when I saw the image, I
yeah.
said, what a strong image. I have to do something with the image.
Yeah.
So this is my first impression, and then
yeah.
in the exhibition it is like that. I didn't want to over inform
people. Yeah, that's interesting, because actually with the maybe digital era we are living today and Instagram photos, everything is based on the photo communication.
Aye.
And actually this it's very valuable to see the story and to hear actually the story or really the human
yeah I see your
history
point.
And all what is for every human individually important,
mm-hmm.
not just kind of putting it in a image on the surface communication. Obviously, it's interesting. But what you say, it's kind of this biennial offers a difference. Can you say when it offers a difference, is there something, a message for the future? This Biennale, do you think there is a message for the future?
Yeah,
for
I think
humans?
It has. Like the for instance, the curatorial statement includes this. There is no distinction between culture and nature anymore.
Mm.
Also, there is no like the Westernist East divisions.
Mm.
It's like we are in a world that maybe we can have different relation with the others.
Yeah.
Other plants, like other
yeah.
beings.
Yeah.
Because we are the ones destroy it, thinking that we are the most important.
Oh yeah, ego.
We can change ego. Yes. So
yeah.
it has to change. So maybe we need different values. And then in this exhibition, I think while you are seeing what is we lost, also
yeah.
with my work on some other artists' work as well. And some works you see the other possibilities, and some works you see the reality. No,
mm.
it's different a little bit, but I think, yeah.
That's really then kind of not just hope, but actually what is this biennial is bringing to see clearly this kind of necessity for nature
yes.
and for culture and. For actually preserving these human stories or yeah maybe see this digital era, it's too overwhelming with
mm-hmm.
images, that we are too overwhelmed that any people don't think anymore, just seeing visually things, and maybe then this story that you tell recall us to think more. Like
yeah, it's also like if you go to the place that I mentioned, you won't see anything. If you go on the street, you wouldn't recognize there's a water under the earth.
Yeah.
Like, because they put it in a concrete tubes.
Yeah.
It flows to the sea. Those rivers are under the road.
Yeah.
They are still there, but they are missing the sun.
Yeah.
And we are missing them, and the plants are missing. So basically what we lost is we don't know. Also like Pinna nobilis shells, no one knows the animal already. And now they are dying in large numbers because of the climate change.
Yeah.
I was diving and collecting them when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So these pearls that I'm displaying are about to extinct.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the species that you don't know what you are missing.
And you
so
don't
a lot
have
of things are missing like this.
Yeah.
So diversity is going. And this is very emergent, important. But for me, like my proposal, as I say, when you see my tiny things that is there, it's like unimportant, making unimportant important.
Ah.
Zooming in a kind of land and looking at the what is going on there.
Yeah.
Because when you
micro
look,
level.
Yeah, micro level. When you look at a little bit carefully, you see more.
Yeah.
When you decided to look at history of a place, you invent things. And then also, but when we make this mistake?
Yeah.
For me, it's another question.
Yeah.
What happened and we did this? What did went wrong and we become like that? So when, I mean, as a human species. So now
planetary.
Now we have a really, I mean, difficult times. I mean, politically, also like environmentally, it's really like a unpleasant world at the moment.
Yeah.
And we create that. And the biennial is more like a this anthropology component is a little bit looking at the past.
Yeah.
Reading the history, so you can see all those things. Yeah, I think it's a well designed biennial because the creator has a certain quotes from Tim Ingold and Vivi Ros de Castro and some others. And this is interesting because Tim Ingold says artists and anthropologists are at the margin in the society at the moment. Because society is going in one direction and the only artist and anthropologist are saying things different than them.
So
he says like they are getting closer.
Yeah.
Because my but we are not talking about traditional anthropologists like, you know, it's more like the new generation of anthropologists are more like like artists, and the artists are more like anthropologists.
Anthropologists, yeah. But okay, thank you for this. Maybe just wait a minute.
Can I smoke this cigarette?
Of course.
I'm not ashamed about it.
Yeah. What I want to say, it's really...
You want to talk about painting? Image and painting.
Yeah, actually technique. Do you think, sorry, just a second.
Shall we go also with some smoke and continue?
Of course.
Because I want to smoke.
Now I